From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Right, crunch me for a few numbers. Are we reacting the way we thought we would?
In some cases, yes, and in some cases, no. So global markets have opened and traded. So, of course, we led the way after the weekend, after the dramatic events of the weekend, and now everyone else around the world has had their chance. Just before I sort of start talking about everything, I just want to sort of put a gentle reminder out there. These geopolitical events historically tend to only have a short-term impact. Now, there are, of course, different levels of geopolitical events, and I think it would be fair to say this is at the serious end. But one of the key things I want to stress this morning, Mike, to listeners out there, is around duration and whether or not these events have a sustained impact. Because things that those key macro factors that drive markets, such as, you know, company earnings, inflation, movement of interest rates, things like growth, they always reassert themselves. And in this circumstance, the key question we have to ask, will these events exacerbate or materially impact on those key macro things? And in this case, Mike, oil is the critical channel for transmission into the global economy. And of course, we now have much higher levels of uncertainty. We've got regional stability. So if I look at the oil price, it has lifted. So we look at Brent crude, just under $78. From our point of view, Mike, we've got another factor there. We've got a weaker New Zealand dollar. That doesn't help the cost on the ground here. But at sort of $78, it's similar to levels that we saw. I go back to sort of early to mid-2024. It was actually higher, 80 to 90. So we're just under that as well. So it adds to the cost of living pressure, and it has potential inflation implications. But that come back to my point, Mike, how long does it last? Now, what you want to watch here, and I think this has been spoken about a lot in the last 24 hours, straight to foremost, large percentage of global oil supply moves through there. The point here, Mike, that I think we may not be, have been recognised is that the Iranians don't need to shut it down, because the provision or cost of insurance can actually do that for them. Because if you can't insure your oil tanker or it's very expensive, it creates a potential barrier there. So, and also, the OPEC Plus is saying that they'll increase production. Well, if that's Saudi Arabia or the UAE, sure, they can increase production. They've still got to get it out through the straits, so it potentially constrains them as well. So oil price, key over the next week and key to see how long it lasts. But share markets, for those people that went to bed last night worrying about the, over the week and worrying about the KiwiSaver, share markets have been surprisingly resilient. If I look at the US markets, and I'm having to change this, I made some notes about 10 minutes ago and they're already wrong, but if I look at it now, the Dow Jones is literally unchanged. It's down 8 points. The S&P 500 is down 1 point. And if I look at the NASDAQ, it was down sort of 20 to 30 or 0.2, 0.3% quarter of an hour ago. It's now up 0.5%. So there was a material fall at the beginning, but then we've had this what we call buying the dip coming in. I think the market movement that we're seeing now, and remember, this could change over the course of the week, but it's suggesting that this won't be an extended conflict and seems to be a view that Iran cannot sustain a prolonged conflict. Now, different sectors, Mike, they're obviously having different, the energy sector stronger. Transport's not looking so hot right now, and defence sectors are looking good. Interest rates, Mike, I would have expected maybe interest rates, US interest rates, to fall, defensive asset. But what did I say? Key themes. Overnight, we've seen potential for further price pressure in the US economy. That's what we call the ISM, prices paid. That was higher, so now people are a little bit worried about the inflationary impact. So we're seeing US rates a little bit higher. They've pushed up through 4%. Kiwi dollar is lower, Mike, as I said. And actually, the one thing I'm looking at right now is Kiwi dollar is now under 84 cents against the US dollar. That's a 13-year low. So getting more expensive across the ditch because the Aussie dollar has been more resilient in the last 24 hours. But if you're working over there, happy days. Gold has gone up. Look, Mike, it's all moving. It could all be different tomorrow. Fortunately, we're here every morning.
Exactly. Yep. And that's why we pay you the big bucks. Phil Jobs, now, what are we seeing in January here? And this is the tale of the end of the recovery, and you see the jobs and everything comes right. Is it coming right?
Well, yes, it is. But you know what I've said was we've got this economic recovery. There seems to be consensus around that. But it just does look like there was a bit of a breather in January. Phil Jobs, monthly employment indicators, they're up 0.2% month on month. We're still down on the year 0.2%. There were some historical revisions. keeping an eye on those. What's happening, Mike, is the year-on-year numbers are becoming less negative.
Good.
And if I look at a three-month rolling number, they are improving. The trend is in the right direction. There's still regional differences, as expected. Auckland, 0.6% down year-on-year. But where's up? Where is up? Well, we all know where it's looking better. Canterbury, plus 1.3% year-on-year. So, yeah, a bit of a breather, but the trend is still in place.
Give me the other numbers.
Sure. So Dow Jones is up 1 point, 48,982. The S&P 500 is flat, and the NASDAQ up 0.48%. But overnight, markets were weaker before we saw this bounce in the US. So the FTSE 100 was down 1.2%, 10,780. The Nikkei down 1.3%, 58,057. The Shanghai Composite up 20 points. The ASX 200 was up 2 points yesterday, relatively unchanged, but we lost just on 0.5%, 13,656. Kiwi dollar, 0.5929 against the US as I look at it now, 0.8389 against the Aussie, 0.5071 euro, 0.4427 against the pound, 93.36 Japanese yen. Gold, understandably, as a safe haven asset, has gone higher, $5,290. And Brent crude, right now, $77.27.
See you tomorrow. Catch you then. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.